You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What time is it? It's time for Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today. Go to Q39KC.com. Before we get started, you get, if you want it, and if you don't, you don't have to take it.
Just take it and let it waft out there.
The honorary first grievance of the week.
Why are we wafting?
My grievance is Venmo and the stench that is still surrounding me. When someone accidentally gave me $1,600 and then asked for $3,200 back, and the $3,200 came out before the $1,600 went in, and that math does not square, and then you go to Starbucks and your card is declined.
Is that the stench of brokenness?
Yes, Sam. Okay. No, it's not. It's the stench of Venmo backward transactionness.
Then you must have a gratitude then, don't you?
I have a gratitude that in 2 days the money will be in my account and I will once again have money.
I get no respect.
Man, he teed that one right up, and you just walked away from the tee.
Scott met me at Starbucks and bailed me out when it looked like I was trying to steal.
Yeah, good save.
An iced mocha.
Oof. Good save. Well done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you feel like she's truly gracious?
No.
I was gracious right up until the point he told the barista that we were married.
I was trying to give you an out so it didn't look like just some friend of yours came by to bail you out. 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. And like a rocket, we are off. Sean in Lee's Summit. Sean, you are first in, so you, my friend, are first up. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Well, I was waiting this afternoon for my cream because I'm a little itchy, and so I was looking at the app for the delivery service to come by. And you know how it always says on the famous app, you're the next stop. So I'm sitting there waiting, and I see the truck pull in the other direction. He's going the other way.
Aw.
Got it. I finally got the cream, but it was the wrong kind anyways.
Oh, and Sean, I'm sorry about your rash.
Yeah, but anyways, it's annoying. Why does it say it's the next stop if you're not the next stop?
Do not ask. We do not need to know.
What do you got, Sean?
No.
You don't want to know.
Okay. Anna in Lawrence. Anna, hello.
Hi. Yes. Hi, guys. I want to tell folks first gratitude. Thank you guys for being all the way up here to 6 p.m. when we're driving. So I tend to drive from KC to Lawrence all the time. So I appreciate both you guys. My grievance, I'm a middle school teacher, and just starting back the school year and listening to made-up languages, I am trying to catch up with them, and I do not know if you guys know some of these. So let me see if I can quiz you quickly with these new words. These kids are coming up with ways to say skivvity, like don't be so skivvity. Have you guys heard of that one?
No.
Can I say that? Is that not a bad word?
It's kind of like, oh, it's that scary. So if you look that up on YouTube, it's a scary thing. I was just like, I shouldn't have looked that up. So it's kind of saying like, you're really scary. But I may be wrong. You can ask younger kids because I'm trying to figure it out. So my grievance is those makeup words. They have Ohio. That's another one. So if you hear the state, oh, you're being Ohio, is not the state Ohio.
Oh.
Got it.
Okay. So, depending on the context, the first word she said can be used as an adjective to mean cool, bad, or dumb. Hmm. And then let me ask what the state one means. And if I can tell you, I will.
Well, while you're looking that up, we do have a public service message for the first caller who had some sort of a rash and didn't get the cream the way he wanted it, and it was wrong when it arrived.
Are you experiencing itching, burning, a painful rash you can't explain? On the Dana and Parks program, we care about your health, and we're hoping you join us in spreading awareness, like the spread of Scott's angry rash, about the dangers of ignoring signs there's something wrong with you. If you've ever woken up with swollen, red, pimple-like bumps on your body and your face looks like a pirate, we're here to remind you, don't go to work, don't shake hands with strangers, don't hit up your favorite restaurant downtown, because that shit could be contagious. Nope, if this sounds like you, it's time to call your doctor and ask about a new revolutionary product called Boy It Itches Down There. Boy, It Itches Down There was invented by real health people who know health things. People who know what it's like when what started above the neck starts to migrate down there. Let them ship you a sample of Boy It Itches Down There direct to your door. It's discreet, because who wants to walk into the pharmacy and shout out, "Boy, it itches down there"? Boy, It Itches Down There is natural, organic, hasn't been tested or proven effective, but you'll feel better almost immediately that you're doing something. Unlike that one time when someone told you to go to the doctor at 2 o'clock and you told her to go blank herself. At the Dana and Parks program, we care about your health. If something is wrong, really wrong, run, do not walk, straight into the nearest actual healthcare provider.
Do not take Boy It Itches Down There if you're allergic to Boy It Itches Down There. Boy It Itches Down There can cause dry heaves, weight gain, weight loss, unstoppable diarrhea, scurvy, gout, temporary or permanent blindness, or the uncontrollable urge to speak endlessly about 80s hair metal. Rarely, with prolonged use, other side effects may occur, such as limited bladder control, loss of feeling at the extremities, festering boils, or the uncontrollable urge to remind people that you grew up in Germany and that you don't wear underwear. So ask your doctor today about Boy It Itches Down There.
Okay.
Ohio, by the way, has a slang meaning of strange, weird, cringe, or dumb. You are so Ohio.
Jerry in Bonner Springs, hello.
Yes, sir. I am so thankful that I finally got my decal. And
your Dana and Parks bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. And now I can use it for a double purpose. I can walk down in the parking lot and I can see that shiny decal on my car, and I'm saying, oh, there's my car. It's just wonderful.
I'm glad you got it.
Now I have a gripe. Can I use the company name on the air or not?
You cannot. You have to be creative.
Okay. All right. So I've got this established tool company that went into the battery-operated lawnmowers. Okay. I've had the lawnmower for maybe a year and a half, and all of a sudden it quit. So I called the service line. And it was a gentleman from across the sea. And they talked to me for a while, said, oh, no, you need to call the factory. So I called the factory, and they say, do you want parts? Press one, blah, blah, blah. And I pressed three or four numbers, and all I got was, oh, I'm sorry, there's nobody here to take your message. And then I found out that by going online that they want you to send this equipment to Minneapolis, Minnesota, at your cost, because I'm not the only one had this problem. And there's a gentleman had the same problem as me, and he says, well, what am I supposed to do? Use a goat to cut my grass? Because they said that they would repair it in maybe a month or two.
Okay. All right. Hang on, Jerry. If there's any more. Sorry. Okay. All right, buddy. Hey, glad you got the bumper sticker.
Thank you, Jerry.
913-586-7798. We do have one open line. It was Jerry's. If you want it, 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. All right, we're back at it. Got a full board. When you hear a caller end their grievance or their gratitude, hopefully more grievances than gratitudes, because we got in trouble with the listeners last week. They were saying too many gratitudes today.
Really quick. We talked about Shohei Ohtani earlier. Sorry. Yeah. And he hit his 50th home run ball. Well, obviously, a fan caught it. What do you think they offered him for that ball?
Ooh.
The jersey he wore in the game.
No. It's got to be more than that.
$300,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, Scott, that's like the McGuire ball where they whisked the guy out in a golf cart and took him to a bunker and a secured location. And there's like
Secret Service
black light on it. And
wow. Jessica in Topeka. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, Dana and Park.
Hi.
So I'm going to make everyone angry because I have a grievance, but bear with me. My younger sister and her husband just had their first baby today.
Oh, congratulations, Aunt Jessica.
Hey, thank you. Now my little girl has a cousin. So my sister Anna and my brother-in-law Jason, they love you guys. We love you guys. They're out in Portland, Oregon, and they listen to you on the Odyssey app.
Oh, that's awesome.
We even We even have a Dana and Parks fan club chat thread going. So we love you guys and cannot, Sam, Dan, all of you guys. You guys are awesome. Keep doing what you do. Much love from Topeka.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. I love that, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Take care. Nathan in KCK. Nathan, hello.
Hello. I just wanted to start by saying that Zelle would be better than Venmo. You don't have it's not a social media, and you're, like, giving your money to a third-party company. So that delays the payment system.
Oh,
so
okay.
Zelle is within your bank. And also, again, it's not a social media. So you're not passing your money through the hands of somebody that is making profit from you. But that's not my grievance. I am concerned with the way, with our future generations. I've heard on the radio, I know of, there was teenagers that shot, that were involved in the shooting. They're in the Chiefs rally. It was teenagers that murdered a business owner in Kansas City from an Irish restaurant. There have been 7 arrests of for threats against schools. And on top of that, the foster care system in the state of Kansas is actually doing worse than when a lawsuit that I think started 3 years ago, they set some metrics, and those metrics, they have actually been declining on those. So I'm just concerned. It feels like we're going into like the movie Idiocracy. And I guess I just want to encourage people to maybe consider helping out the foster care system, because our youth just needs it.
Okay, Nathan, thank you for the call, man. Zach in North Kansas City, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, hi.
Great, thanks. So I have a gratitude grievance combo. I am in the process of buying my first house, so I'm obviously very grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that. My grievance is with the 10-day inspection window. You know, for a first-time home buyer, that's like drinking through a fire hose with the amount that you're learning and the amount of information that you have to take in and the number of inspections that you have to coordinate and all of this. And the long story short is that the roof of the house that I'm looking to buy needs to be replaced. I'm up against the end of my inspection window. The roofer says that if we repair the roof, the chimney is going to need to be repaired. And I'm just really struggling to cram everything in here before the deadline for the inspection window. So,
well, have you considered really looking in South Leawood?
Yeah, I mean, Zach, I've got one that would be available immediately.
Yeah, I've heard about a website that I can go to.
Yeah,
about
and it's
that.
it's got a great roof and chimney. Oh,
fantastic. I'm sure it's a little bit out of my price range.
It's negotiable.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know.
Well, Zach, good luck with your first house, man.
Really, really negotiable.
Mike in Iowa.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm just laughing about the house.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I feel your pain. So I got 2 grievances. First, I'm going to start with MoDOT, because I drive between Iowa and Kansas, Missouri, quite often. And what the hell are you guys doing to the road? I mean, you're cutting out about a foot wide section every other foot, and it feels like a damn jackhammer when you drive down it. You know, I mean, just bouncing to death. I've already had to, you know, basically got to go get my truck aligned all the time because of the road. So it's an interstate. Let's fix it right, you know, be done with it.
No argument.
My second grievance is with a financial institution that has a blue icon with the letter C in it, much like Dana. Those in my grievances specifically with their wire fraud department, because I was hacked and some individual somewhere and who knows where managed to wire transfer out of my account $10,000, which was part of my father's inheritance.
Oh, and, no.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. And, you know, they basically have done nothing to get my money back, even though the day it was occurring and it was showing pending, I contacted them and said, this is not me. This is not anything I approved. Please stop it. And nothing. There it is 3 months later. I still don't have my money.
Oh, Mike, you're breaking my heart, brother.
3 months?
Good luck. Frank in Leavenworth. Hi, Frank.
Hey, sorry, excuse me. Yeah, I work for a storage facility in Leavenworth, and I can't tell you the amount of people. Like, it's a secure yard, so you go to a keypad, you hit the star key to wake up the system, enter your code, and then hit the pound key that lets you in. I've had people get units, go out there, try their code, and said it doesn't work, and I have a computer screen where I can look at what they're inputting, and if they're in, so I tell them, did you hit the star and the pound key? They're like, yeah, I sure did. I'm like, no, you didn't. I can see where you didn't. So I go out there and put their code in and hit with the star and the pound key, and then it opens, and he's like, oh, it's magic. It's like, no, there's a card you have that reminds you, and there's a sign above the keypad that tells you to do the whole sequence, star, code, pound. It's that easy. People just manage to mess that up all the time and lose the keys to their unit like it's nobody's business. It's insane how many people will just lose their keys to their unit to the most important stuff in the world that they have to get to that day, but somehow they just can't find their keys to it.
Now, Frank, would that be similar to your boss saying, you know, why can't I log into my email, and you saying, did you try typing it slower, and then he can't figure out why it worked that time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That is not accurate.
Can I also just add to that grievance that we all share of a certain age? Why does it have to be one uppercase, one lowercase?
Great question.
One special character, but not that special character.
And a number.
And a number, but not that number. And it cannot be any combination of your prior. You know what? Just steal all of my money. I don't care.
Why was my password strong when I made it 2 months ago, but somehow now it's weak? Why do I have to change my password?
You know, you're supposed to just pick three random nouns. That's the most secure password. But I would never remember if it was like television, deodorant, pencil. I can't remember that.
I used beef soup for mine.
Beef
soup?
Then
they told me it wasn't stroganoff.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Get out! Get out!
Who do you think you are? 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Lucy, I'm gonna take the bait, but you've got three asterisks next to your name. Hello.
I do. What?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Come on now, boy. All right. No, I was going to say my grievance is with my teenage daughter. She's 14. I've basically been living up at the high school parking lot. This is the sixth day this week that I've had to come bring her up here to the high school for band practice, or now there's a Friday night football game. And she's become a little bit skibbity riz Ohio on me because
little Ohio.
I know, right? She's just totally being a cringe person, and she just is being snotty sometimes to me, just shorthanded comments. She told me not to drive a certain way, and I was like,
what?
I'll drive down this street if I want to drive down this street. I don't want to go to the stoplight. Like, you're 14 years old. Come on, bro.
Why you gotta be Ohio?
Why you gotta be like that?
Every parent listening has got to drop that on their kids this weekend.
That is not what she said to me. They got her the three asterisks.
Why you got to be all Ohio? You need to say that to your... Just act totally natural.
What is the definition again?
It can mean anything you want. Basically boring.
Why are you being Ohio?
Why are you being all Ohio? Just drop that into a conversation with your teenager and hilarity will ensue. But don't laugh. Just be absolutely serious.
Why are you being all Ohio?
Full stop.
Yep. Wait for them to roll their eyes.
No cap.
Joe in Harrisonville. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're really well. Thank you.
Hey, I was in the military for over 20 years. I thought I saw some of the dumbest things in my life. But what in the wide, wide world of sports, who was the Mensa individual who thought it was a great idea to put roundabouts on a highway?
Where's a roundabout on a highway?
291 between Harrisonville and Lee Summit, they're putting in roundabouts. It's closed now, and they're in the process of putting in roundabouts. Why?
Is it a real highway or like Renner Road kind of highway? You said 291. They're putting it on 291?
291 between Harrisonville and Lee Summit. It's two lane, but it's nonstop. I mean, it's the main thoroughfare if you want to bypass 49 and all the heavy traffic in the morning. Why would you put roundabouts in the middle of it? It's a truck route.
Yeah, I that makes no sense to me. Nor could you. You would have to slow way down to go the roundabout.
Correct.
From highway speeds to nothing back to highway speeds?
Joe, whatever you do, do not buy property on Renner Road in Lenexa. As it approaches Shawnee, there are four roundabouts back to back to back to back.
And two of them don't even go to anything.
That is correct. It's just to slow you down on Renner Road. Julie in Lee Summit, 913-586-7798. Hello, Julie.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. So can I answer Joe's question?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's been several wrecks there. It's what highway? There's been several wrecks there. And instead of doing a stoplight like they should, they're doing a roundabout. So it is a dumb idea, but that's why, because it's a very dangerous intersection.
Okay.
My grievance is, I just found out this morning and I'm just heartbroken. A teacher was hit by a student the other day. Hit as in slapped. And she only got 4 days of school suspension.
Is the teacher okay?
Yeah, the teacher's okay.
Teacher was slapped, and it was 4 days of, wait, did you say school suspension or out?
No. It's out of school suspension, but I think it should be more.
I agree.
I misunderstood, because it says here Julie Lee Summit, and then underneath your name and your location, Sam will write like a brief summary of what you're going to say, and yours just says teacher hit by a student. I read that as like hit by a car. I don't know why I started to imagine that, hit by a car in the parking lot after school. So this student slaps this teacher across the face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it a girl or a boy student?
It doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't. No.
I'm just appalled. And for 4 days of out-of-school suspension, that is not enough.
Okay, Julie, I think we're all in agreement there.
Well, it's battery.
Well, of course it is. I was just, the reason I asked whether it was a boy or a girl is, you know, if it was a boy, maybe, is he on a football team? Are we talking about a big kid or something? Or that was the only reason for asking the question. JC in KC, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing
great,
well.
Great show you've had this week with the author on there and everything. But anyway, Dana.
JC.
You can rebut this if you want. You know, all the years you've had in this business, mm-hmm. in the news,
a lot of years.
As wise as you are about everything, and as quick responses you have to everybody, how come you get scammed so often?
Because I see a deal, JC, and I just can't help myself after one glass of wine.
You are as good as the scammers when you wake up at 3 in the morning and go and buy a website, buymyblankenhouse.com, okay? You're as good as them.
Buymyhouse.com. Please get it right if you're going to quote my website.
I'm going to mispronounce his name. I apologize in advance. Is it Javi in Kansas City? Hello, Javi.
Javi.
It's Javi.
Hi, go ahead.
So my grievance is that Sam does not get enough love on this show.
Sam doesn't get enough love.
He's a big part of the show, and so I think he should be a part of your name.
Dana Parks and Sam?
Correct.
DPS, Dana Parks, Sam.
That's a lot, isn't it?
You know what we should do?
Okay.
I love this hobby. You know what we should do? You know, at the end of the podcast, I voiced that thing like I don't even know how long ago. And it goes, thanks for listening to Dana Parks. Let's redo it.
And so have Sam go,
thank
Sam.
You, and thanks for listening to Dana Parks. And Sam. We're doing it. Javi, thank you. We will do it on Monday. That is hilarious.
Kelly in North Kansas City. Hi.
Hi, guys. I have a gratitude.
Okay.
Because you hired him. But I would like to know how to get Bill Brooks to read me bedtime stories.
Oh, you love Bill Brooks.
You want Bill Brooks to read you bedtime stories?
Bill Brooks, bedtime.
Wow.
Is that a popular opinion?
We have no problem with Bill Brooks.
No.
He's kind of like Bill Grady's brother.
Yeah.
But we do notice that he over pronounces and enunciates his
B's are big and bold.
I wish you were calling in from Brookside.
They're also boisterous.
I like that.
Or Buckner.
Baster. Are you in Blue Valley?
Not currently, but I could be.
Kelly is not amused by your guys' jokes. Not amused.
Kelly, thank you very much. And we will pass on your kind words and affection.
Absolutely.
For
right before we go to break.
Oh, my God. What'd you say? What did you just say?
Right before we go to break.
Right before we go to break.
You guys are being ridiculous.
And it's probably for the listeners getting a little boring. 913-586-7798. Jacob at the foreign desk.
Stop it.
Hello, I'm at the foreign desk.
Hi, Jacob.
Yeah, my grievance is when two lanes merge into one and people seem to butt in, whether it's right or not. I think they call it on the program the zipper merge.
That is correct.
That is correct.
But at the thorn desk, we don't know how that goes.
Okay, partner. Thank you for the laugh. Thank you. Linda in Oak Grove. Hello.
Yeah, I got a double grievance.
Okay.
Because I could never have just one.
Okay.
My first one is coming up fall, so it's going to be pumpkin flavored everything.
Right.
And being that there's going to be no love for any of the other fall flavors, which are infinitely better, like caramel apple and all the nut flavors and all the maple and stuff like that. And my second grievance is that I have a handicap placard on my car, but I don't have like a obvious disability.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
You know, yeah, but I still get the dirty looks when I'm walking, and getting out of my car.
That's
and I was
cool.
Like, okay, people, I'm not walking like this because it's a new dance move.
And I'm sorry to hear that, Linda. We've talked about that. You got to be real careful throwing those stones if you do, because it could be someone that served our country with PTSD. Yep. It could be someone who has a seizure disorder. It could be, you just don't know. Mm-hmm.
You never know what somebody is really going through. So leave them alone. It's none of our business. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. We'll be right back here on Dana and Parks. Where'd Bill Brooks go?
So disappointed.
Somebody writes in on the text line, I'm Bill Brooks at BB's Lawnside Barbecue.
He was tired of being abused.
Bruce in Green Valley, hello.
Yeah, hello. How are you today?
Oh, hello, hey. Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello. Don't laugh at my accent today.
No, I love your accent. I've never laughed at your accent. I find it alluring.
Joke with it. Hey, okay. I just wanted to comment about roundabouts. Roundabouts are the best thing that's ever been invented. The problem is you got to know how to use them. And if you don't know how to use them, that's why the problem occurs. But they're everywhere in the world.
Yes, they are. Bruce, I actually happen to like roundabouts.
Yep, they're great.
Because you only have to stop if somebody's in it. I'd much prefer a roundabout to a traffic light. But, hey, Bruce, thank you. We do not make fun of your accent.
I love that accent.
Australian accents are terrific, and we don't mock you. We're just having fun with you. Karen in Blue Springs. Karen, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
Actually, I have two gratitudes.
Okay.
The first one is my youngest nephew, Sean Phillips, graduated yesterday with honors from the Air Force basic training.
Fantastic.
Wow.
And my second one is for, I'm sorry, I'm emotional, my other nephew, Zachary Phillips. He just had his 30th birthday, and he's diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, and he wasn't supposed to live past 17.
Karen, nope. Thank you for sharing that. We can hear the emotion in your voice, sweetheart.
Thank you very much, Karen. By the way, I should point out that Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Estelle in South Kansas City. Hello.
Hi. I get very annoyed when people introduce someone. Let's say you're introducing Mother Teresa. And they say, and now presenting the infamous Mother Teresa, when they think it means very famous, and it doesn't. It means famous for a really bad reason.
Usually, yes, that's correct.
That's it.
Okay.
That's love your show.
Oh, thank you. It's yours. Thank you very much. Jamie in Blue Springs. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Mike. Actually, I have two things. One, I want to second the thought of having Bill Brooks reading bedtime stories. I've been saying this for days, so I totally am on board with that. But my grievance is with the young boy that decided to start a rumor around the other young boys in our neighborhood that there was a fireworks party at my house today. A fireworks party, and there is definitely not. There is not a fireworks party in Blue Springs, okay? There's not.
Are you sure?
Are you sure, Jamie? Because you know what I was really looking forward to tonight? A fireworks party.
Well, I think if people want to blow their hands off, they can stay at their own mom's house.
I would agree with you.
All right.
And that's it.
Okay, Jamie.
Love the show.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind to say that.
So what you're saying is go to Jamie's house for a fireworks party.
Yeah, Jamie's
if
having a big fireworks party
correctly,
tonight.
Got it.
Let's see what we got here on the text line real quick, and then we'll grab one more.
I have one as well.
Oh, what do you
uh-oh.
Got?
I have one that just came into my phone.
Hang tight, Michael. We'll get you in.
I've heard today twice. My grievance is for all of you consumers leaving big box, grocery, gas station, whatever store, who insist on walking smack dab in the middle or diagonally across the driving lanes outside of the store. Exit the store, turn 90 blanking degrees, walk the sidewalk to the aisle to your vehicle, turn another blanking 90 degrees, cross the driving lanes perpendicular as you are supposed to, and proceed in a straight line to your car. Stop meandering aimlessly in front of my car. It makes my blood boil. There's a reason they are called driving lanes. They're for driving, not blanking inattentive pedestrians.
Now, there is a massive issue with that right here at this Target. They walk out and
beyond.
Walk straight down.
Sam, Scott asked me today, why don't you cut through the Target parking lot to get to work? And I go, have you been in that Target parking lot? It's everyone with a death wish that's a pedestrian in front of your car.
And they don't move either.
No!
If you nudge them with the front of your car, they do.
Scott Parks.
Michael in Kingsville. Hello, Michael.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
I had a grievance, but I think I'll give a gratitude. I'm a veteran, and I would like to thank everybody that pays their taxes. This week, I got to get my hearing aids, and they would have cost me $8,000. But thank you to everybody that pays your taxes and helps veterans. We appreciate everything you do for us.
It is the least we could do for the service that you guys provide. So thank you, not us. John in Blue Springs, my friend, you've got less than a minute if you can do it, but you will be the last this week. Hello. Hello, John in Blue Springs. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi,
I just want to know what time the fireworks party is.
Oh, fireworks party is right at sundown.
Sundown.
Perfect. At Jamie's house. There. At Jamie's house.
Okay, got it.
All right, we'll see you there. And we leave with this one. This is from 3805. My grievance is receiving a paper statement from Drive KS. That's the new automated tolling system in Kansas. With no toll usage balance. It was $0. But then they dinged me with a $1.50 statement balance for mailing the statement fee.
Oh.
I am not paying for it, this person writes. By the way, it is very convenient. I did make a trip down to Wichita recently, and you get to breeze right through And they just take a picture of your license plate, and it comes in the mail.
Sign up for the K-Tag. It's free. Then you can pay in advance. You don't have to worry about it at all.
True that. But I like to write checks. We got to run.
You're so Ohio.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We do have the bonus hour coming up next. And don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available at KMBZ.com. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie the Third, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you on Monday. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.